So, Om Ganat Timurandasha Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmeditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So I offer my respectful obeisances under the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. Okay. Alright, so let's go on to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're reading about the pastimes of Shripad Madhavendra Puri from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Madhavendra Puri's dealings with Gopal, and then we'll get to Shirachara Gopinath, and after that we will get to other stories about Madhavendra Puri. So here we go. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Alrighty, set up. So, Urvadina Prayavi Prakarhila Rantata Taichayana Kuta Upala Karila Bojana. The next day, almost as before, there was an Anakut ceremony. All the Brahmanas prepared foods and Gopal accepted them. So, just to reiterate, since some of you may not have been here with us the last few days, there's the installation of the Gopal deity on top of Govardhana Hill. Gopal later on became known as Sri Nachi, was taken to Nathdwar. So anyway, the installation, and which consisted of an Anakuta ceremony, which means there was a big hill of grains and all sorts of sweets right next to the hill and offered to. So this ceremony took place one day after another, after another, after another, because each and every village brought all their milk products and grains and everything edible brought to Gopal. And Brahmanas there were initiated by Madhavendra Puri. Previously, there were Brahmanas, as I explained yesterday, because they had been given the Gayatri Mantra, but they had not been given initiation as Vaishnava Brahmanas before. So, in order to offer to Gopal, one has to be initiated as a Vaishnava. Vrajavasi lokera krishne sahaja piriti Gopalera sahaja priti Vrajavasi priti. The ideal place to execute Krishna consciousness is Vrajabhumi or Vrindavana, where the people are naturally inclined to love Krishna, and Krishna is naturally inclined to love them. Wow, that's where I love to be. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the fourth chapter, text 11, it is said, Yayatam prapajate tam sathaiva vajamayaham, which means, as Krishna speaking, of course, as someone approaches me, I reciprocate with them accordingly. In other words, Krishna is equal to everyone. Samaham savaputeshuna. He doesn't have any special favorites. So how much you become Krishna conscious is determined by your desire to Krishna. You may say, Krishna, give me your mercy. But Krishna's given you the mercy. And what is that mercy? The instructions and association of the devotees, and especially his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. There is a responsive cooperation between the Supreme Lord Krishna and his devotees. Or a devotee sincerely loves Krishna. What is sincerely loving Krishna? It means just tries to please Krishna. That's what love is. Not Krishna, give me this, give me this, give me that. The more Krishna reciprocates. So much so that a highly advanced devotee can talk with Krishna face to face. Krishna confirms this in the Bhagavad Gita in the 10th chapter, text 10. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. The actual mission of human life is to understand Krishna and return home back to Godhead. Therefore, one who is sincerely engaged in the service of the Lord with love and faith can talk with Krishna and receive instructions by which he can speedily return home back to Godhead. Today, many scholars defend the science of religion, and they have some conception of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but religion without practical experience of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is no religion at all. Srimad Bhagavatam describes this as a form of cheating. I'll explain what Prabhupada means by this. Religion means abiding by the orders of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one is not qualified to talk with him and take lessons from him, how can one understand the principles of religion? Thus, talks of religion or religious experience without Krishna consciousness are a useless waste of time. So, what does that mean? So, Prabhupada here is defining religion as not only believing in God, speaking about God, but serving God. What is Krishna consciousness? Krishna consciousness is sometimes called karma yoga. Karma yoga means to serve God, but also it's bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga is a greater set within which karma yoga is there. Of course, you can have karma yoga without bhakti yoga. In other words, you can serve Krishna without trying to do it in devotion. You're doing it for some ulterior purpose, like liberation, bhukti mukti siddhi kam. But that is not Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means to serve Krishna with devotion, or as described by Swami, Manyabi Lasha Dashunyam Jnana Karma and Avritam Anuku Yena Krishna Nushilam Bhakti. To do what Krishna wants, to do it lovingly, and to be active at it, not simply to dream about it. And the negative side, to be devoid of any desire for subtle or gross sense. Ryan. That means Jnana Karma and Avritam. So if you simply discuss religion in the university without any experience of religion, Prabhupada described it as like licking on the outside of a bottle of honey. What is your experience? I mean, certainly you could describe the bottle. Honey flows in a certain way. It's a certain color. There's some honeycombs in it. But you don't really know what honey is until you open So, yes. Mahaprasada Kaila Ashisha Sabaloka Gopala Dekia Sabara Kande Duka Shuka. Throngs of people came from different villages to see the deity of Gopala, and they took Mahaprasada sumptuously. That means a lot. When they saw the super excellent form of Lord Gopal, all their lamentation and unhappiness disappeared. And I experience that when I go to see Radha Golokananda. Then I forget about everything in this world. Otherwise, you think about so many things, but it's such a relief. And it's described by Srila Rupa Goswami that the first thing you get in devotional service is what? Immediate relief from all distress. Not that your body will become perfect, your mind will become perfect, but you will rise above. Mamti yobi avichari nibhati yobi sevita sadhu nan samati chayana. You'll rise above all the problems in this world. As I've oftentimes given the example that if you're in an airplane, it's Prabhupada's example. Prabhupada's example, if you're in an airplane, you go above all the problems on this mundane earthly plane. Unless you happen to have an internet connection on the So the personal example is that when I was young, hard to believe I was young, when I was young, we used to fly an airplane. And when I was young, I had a mother, still have a mother. And sometimes my mother, see, I didn't say that mother, because that mother is a person. I said my mother got angry at me sometimes, often. And so when you go up in an airplane, you get to shrink your mother. Imagine someone is just like yelling and screaming at you. And if you could shrink them, wouldn't that be ecstatic? You know, someone, whether it's a parent or whether it's an enemy or who else would yell and scream at you? A friend or someone in a car who doesn't like the way you drive, or a policeman who pulls you over for a ticket. Would you really like to shrink them? That would be cool. Cool, that's nice. So you just like shrink them. They get smaller and smaller. And nobody's bothered by a tiny little ant. So when I would go up in an airplane, my mother was on the ground, she shrunk. Not she didn't actually shrink, but it's by in perspective to me, you know, because I was up on the ground, she got smaller and smaller and smaller, and it didn't bother me. So when you go up to Krishna consciousness and you see Lord Gopal, everything else is not consequential. Yeah, the same things exist that you were lamenting about before and hankering about before, but you know, who cares about it? So that's the point. It's not that all of a sudden you become healthy. It's not when I go to see Krishna, I go to see Radha Govinda, and all of a sudden my old body turns into a young man's body. No. But I forget about it. Because I'm at a higher spiritual plane. And when I chant Hare Krishna, it's the same thing. When you chant, you're absorbed in Krishna's name with great love, and everything just like shrinks or disappears. All right. Pasha Pasha Braja Bumera Yata Kama Sabha Eka Eka Dina Sabe Kali Mahotsava. All the villages in neighboring Brajabhumi became aware of the appearance of Gopal, and all the people from these villages came to see him day after day. They all performed the Anakuta ceremony. Gopala prakata shuni nana desha haite nana dravya langna gloka nagila asite. In this way, not only the neighboring villages, but all other provinces came to know of Gopal's appearance. Thus people came from all over, bringing a variety of presentations. Maturara Lokasaba Madhavada Dani Bhaktikari Nana Dravya Beta Deya Ani. The people of Mathura, who are very big capitalists, also brought various presentations and offered them before the deity in devotional service. Swarna Rupya Vastraganda Vakshopahara Asongyahi Se Nichavadila Bandhara. Thus countless presentations of gold, silver, garments, scented articles, and eatables arrived. The store of Gopal increased daily. Eka Mahadani Kshatriya Karaila Mantira Kea Paka Bandhara Kaila Chira. One very rich Kshatriya of the royal order constructed a temple. Someone made cooking utensils, and someone constructed a boundary. Eka eka brajavasi, eka eka gabi dila, sahasra sahasra gabi gopalera paila. Each and every family residing in the land of Brajabhumi contributed one cow. In this way, thousands of cows in the property. Prabhupada explained, this is the way to install the deity, construct the temple, and increase the property. Everyone should be enthusiastic to contribute to the construction of the temple for the deity, and everyone should also contribute food and distribution. The devotee should preach the gospel, devotional service, and thus engage people in practical service to the deity. Wealthy people can also be attracted to take part in these activities. In this way, everyone will become spiritually inclined and the entire society will be converted to Krishna consciousness. The desire to satisfy the material senses will automatically diminish and the senses will become so purified that they will be able to engage in bhakti devotional service to the Lord, Rishikena Rishikesha Seva. Bhakti Ruchite, that's from the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhulila, 19th chapter, text 170. Serving the Lord with one's senses gradually purifies them, and the engagement of one's purified senses in the service of Lord Rishikesha is called bhakti. When the dormant propensity for bhakti is awakened, one can understand the Supreme Personality of God as he is. Bhakti Mam Abhyamati. It's just 5. And the verse says, only by devotional service can I be known bhakti or love as I am in truth. This is the process of giving humanity the chance to awaken Krishna consciousness. Thus people can perfect their lives in all respects. Godahai te ayaladvi vairagi brahmana uvi goshani rakila tare kariya yatana. Eventually, two Brahmanas in the renounced order arrived from Bengal, and Madhavendra Puri, who liked them very much, kept them in Vrindavan and gave them all kinds of comments. Sedui Shisha Kari Seva Samarpila Raja Seva Haya Puriura Ananda Vadila. These two were then initiated by Madhavendra Puri, and he trusted them with the daily service of the Lord. This service was performed continuously, and the worship of the deity became very gorgeous. Thus, Madhavendra Puri was very pleased. Prabhupada explains, the six Goswamis and their followers started many temples, including the temples of Govinda, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Radha Damodar, Shamashunda, Radha Raman, and Gokulananda. The disciples of the Goswamis were entrusted with the Seva Puja, deity worship, of these temples. It was not that disciples were family members of the original Goswamis. Goswamis. All the Goswamis were in the renounced order of life, and Jiva Goswami in particular was a lifelong brahmachari. At present, also the Goswami was at present, Saivites assume the title of Goswami on the basis of their being engaged as Saivites of the deity. The Saivites who have inherited their possessions now assume proprietorship of the temples. Some of them are selling the deity's property as if it were their own. However, the temples did not originally belong to these Saivites. So Prabhupada is referring to specifically in Vrindavan where the Saivites assume the title Goswami. So Mr. and Mrs. Goswami and little baby Goswamis. They assume that title. And as a result of that, they assume that the property of the temple belonged to them. And therefore, they were able to sell some of the property for their own personal maintenance, or the maintenance of their children, or sending their children to the university, or whatever. And therefore, the temples of Vrindavan have less property than they've had before. Now, we mentioned before that in Jagannath Puri, the person who established the Jagannath Puri temple, Indradunya Maharaj, not the one eons ago, Indradunya Maharaj begged from Lord Jagannath many benedictions, but just one that's appropriate for this particular discussion. He said, may I never have any descendants, offspring, children, boys, girls. And the reason for that is he understood that when the head of the temple has descendants, then naturally he thinks that they belong to my family temple. It's not temple of Krishna consciousness movement. It belongs to Krishna under the jurisdiction of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada. And in Vrindavan, they weren't. And originally, the whole bazaar was owned by the Radha Damodar temple. Anymore, the storekeepers own it. And they bought it. And anyway, don't want to criticize the Vaishnavas deities, but the deity worship in many of the temples is below standard. Below standard. Because they took the taking care of the temples and the deity worship as their means of livelihood.
I worship the deities.
Bogus. Bogus, bogus, bogus. You don't worship the deities to make a living. You worship the deities because you love Krishna, not because of what you get. Ask not what Krishna can do for you, what you can do for Krishna. Ask what you can do for Krishna. That's the same. Okay. E mata vatsara dvi karila sevana eka dina puri goshani dekila swapana. Whoops. In this way, the deity worship in the temple was very gorgeously performed for 2 years. Then one day, Madhavendra Puri had a dream. Gopala kahe, that means Gopal said, puri amara tapa nahi yaya Mal Malayasya Chandana Lepa Tabi Se Judaya. In his dream, Madhavendra Puri saw Gopal said, my bodily temperature is still has not decreased. Bring sandalwood from the Malaya province and smear the pulp all over my body and to me. The deity Gopal had been buried within the jungle for many years, and although he was installed and offered thousands of pots of water, he still felt very hot. Of course, this is a pastime. The Lord hasn't transcended much. Hot or cold or hungry or anything like that. But for the sake of seva and service, the Lord manifests these pastimes. He therefore asked Madhavendra Puri to bring sandalwood from the Malaya province. Sandalwood produced in Malaya is very popular. That province is situated in the western Ghat, and the hill Nilagiri is sometimes called Malaya Hill. The word Malaya, jaws, used to indicate the sandalwood produced in Malaya. Sometimes the word Malaya refers to the modern country of Malaysia. Formerly, this country also produced sandalwood, but now they have found it profitable to produce rubber tires. That's funny. Although the Vedic culture was once prevalent in Malaysia, now all the inhabitants are Muslims. The Vedic culture is now lost in Malaysia, Java, and Indonesia. Except for the devotees who went there to preach. I mean, there are some people, but basically has been lost. Malayajana yana nilachalahate anye haite nahe tumi chalaha warite. Bring sandalwood pulp from Jagannath Puri. Kindly go quickly, since no one else can do it. You must. So it appears to be a little contradiction here, but I explained this the other evening that the Lord was asking here in the previous verse to bring sandalwood from Malaya province, and then the Lord here says, bring it from Jagannath Puri. So what is that? Well, the Malaya province sandalwood, which is in the Western Ghats, was brought to Jagannath Puri for worship of Lord Jagannath. So he brought sandalwood that came from Malaya that was brought to Jagannath Puri. Got it? And that's how he was like Gopal. Kindly go quickly. Since no one else can do it, you must. It's interesting, because normally you would think, just have someone else do this. Why should I bother? But Krishna wanted him personally to take the trouble. Swapna deki uri gosani rahaila prema vesha prabhu agya pali bhura pare gela purvadesha. After having this dream, Madhavendra Puri Goswami became very glad due to the ecstasy of love of Godhead and in order to execute the command of the Lord, he started east toward Bengal. I would love to get orders like that in dreams. Prabhupada got orders in dreams. He's got the order to what? Take sannyas. And Prabhupada said when he got that order, he was horrified. He got the order from his spiritual master. He was horrified because Prabhupada was very dharmic. It's not that Prabhupada was attached to any particular situation other than serving Krishna. However, because he was dharmic and wanted to do the right thing, that's very important. That's a brahminical quality. Always wanted to do the right thing. Prabhupada was horrified. And eventually he had his dream that his spiritual master was beckoning to him, saying, come with me, come with me, come with me. And Prabhupada eventually did that. Of course, Krishna took everything away from Prabhupada. And Krishna does that sometimes with his devotees. Sevara nibanda loka kari listapana agna magi gaura deshe karila gamana. Before leaving, Madhavendra Puri made all arrangements for regular deity worship and he engaged different people in various duties. Then, taking up the order of Gopala, he started for Bengal. Shantipura ela advaita charye arakare Purira Prema Deki Acharya Ananda Antare. When Madhavendra Puri arrived at the house of Advaita Acharya in Shantipur, the Acharya became very pleased upon seeing the ecstatic love of Godhead manifest in Madhavendra Puri. Tanra Tanni Mantra Laila Yatana Karinda Chalila Dakshine Puri Tandre Diksha Dina. Advaita Acharya begged to be initiated by Madhavendra Puri. After initiating him, Madhavendra Puri started going towards the south. That's where Jagannath Puri is. Not that far, but it's towards the south from Bengal. In this connection, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that Advaita Acharya took initiation from Madhavendra Puri, who was a sannyasi in the disciplic succession of the Madhva Sampradaya. According to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kiva Vipra, Kiva Yasi, Shudra Kene, Maya, Ye Krishna Tattva Veda, Se Guru Hoy. A person may be a Brahmin, a sannyasi, a Shudra, whatever, but if he is well conversant in the science of Krishna, he can become a guru. Let's say he or she can become a guru. That's from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majalila 8:128. This statement is supported by Sri Madhavendra Puri according to the Pancharatrika injunction. Only a household of Brahmana can initiate, others cannot. When a person is initiated, it is assumed that he's become a Brahmana. Without being initiated by a proper Brahmana, one cannot be converted to a Brahmana. In other words, unless one is a Brahmana, he cannot make another Brahmana. A grahastha brahmana partaking of the Varnashram Dharma institution can secure various types of paraphernalia to worship Lord Vishnu through his honest labor. Actually, people beg to be initiated by these household brahmanas just to be successful in the Varnashram institution or to become free from material desires. It is therefore necessary for a spiritual master in the grahastha ashram to be a strict Vaishnava. A spiritual master from the sannyas order has very little opportunity to perform Archana deity worship. But when one accepts a spiritual master from the transcendental sannyasis, principal deity worship is not at all neglected. Okay, let me explain that. Traditionally, the sannyasis would not live in one place, would not live under the same tree two nights in a row or more than three nights in a row too. And they didn't have temples or ashrams or whatever it is, they just travel. That's why a sannyasi is called a goswami, because the swami is supposed to go. That's a joke. Anyway, so they would travel, so there's no opportunity to train up disciples. But the transcendental sannyasis, they can either travel, stay in a place, or do so many things. They are not restricted by the ordinary sannyasi injunctions because a Vaishnava sannyasi is not necessarily in Paramahamsa, but following Paramahamsa injunctions. You do what's necessary to please Krishna. You accept what's necessary, reject what's unnecessary or what's impediments. So if you train someone up in deity worship, that's fine. Ordinarily, sannyasis do not deity. I'm actually, one particular point, when sannyasi wrote to Prabhupada, he said, you know, I don't have any deities. And Prabhupada said, I have my book, you have my books, they're your deities. And then other times, Prabhupada personally traveled with deities, Radha Krishna deities. And some sannyasis travel with Govardhan Shilas or other deities like this. To implement this conclusion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us his opinion in the verse, Kiva Vipra Kiva Nyasi. That means whether one is a learned person or a renunciate, if one knows the science of Krishna, one can be guru. This indicates that the Lord, wait a second, knowing the science of Krishna means not only philosophically, but how to engage others in executing Krishna consciousness, and how to give others Krishna consciousness according to time, place, and circumstance, and how to ascertain the physical nature of your disciple and engaging them in Krishna consciousness according to that psychophysical nature. So there's a lot more than simply understanding the philosophy. This indicates that the Lord understood the weakness of society in maintaining that only a grahastha brahmana should be a spiritual master. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indicated that it does not matter whether a spiritual master is a grahastha householder, a sannyasi, or even a shudra. A spiritual master simply must be conversant in the essence of shastra. He must understand the supreme personality of God, and only then can one become a spiritual master. Diksha actually means initiating a disciple with transcendental knowledge. Divya Gyan. By which he becomes free from all material contamination. Divya Gyan Cha. Like Kshatriya. He becomes free one from material contamination. That's what the word means. By giving someone transcendental knowledge. Interesting definition of that word. We're only going to go 5 more minutes before we take questions because I have a program this evening which I'll describe so you can all join with us. Remunate Kaila Gopinata Darashana Andarupa Dekina Aila Vivola Mada. Going south, Sri Madhavendra Puri visited Remuna, where Gopinath is situated. Upon seeing the deity, the beauty of the deity, sorry, Madhavendra Puri was overwhelmed. That's the Gopinath deity, the Shiracho Gopinath I talked about before, that was by Lord Ramchandra. Lord Ramchandra and Sita were in Ramuna, and Sita Devi asked Lord Ramchandra, what do you look like in Dwapara Yuga? And Lord Ramchandra said, just wait, took out his bow, his arrow, and with that arrowhead he carved. Pritchagita kari jaga mohane vasila kya kya bogalage ramane puchila. In the corridor of the temple from which people generally view the deity, Madhavendra Puri chanted and danced. Then he sat down there and asked the Brahmana what kinds of food they offered to the deity. It's a beautiful temple in there. There's actually many different displays of Krishna's pastimes. Wish I could show you. Maybe tomorrow. Hopefully tomorrow. Inside the temple. Sevara saushtava deki anandited manhe uttama bhogalage etabhushi anumane. From the excellence of the arrangements, Madhavendra Puri understood by deduction that only the best food was offered. Yaiche iha bogalage sakalahi puchiva taiche viyane boga gopale lagaiva. Madhavendra Puri thought, I shall inquire from the priest what foods are offered to Gopinath, so that by making arrangements in our kitchen we can offer similar foods to Shiva. In other words, Madhavendra Puri was not thinking, boy oh boy, I think, you know, I want to hear what they're cooking, so when it's offered, wow, I can enjoy like anything. No, he's thinking, I want to learn more recipes so that I can satisfy my lagi pucilena brahmanerasane brahmana kahila sabha bhoga vivarane. When the brahmana priest was questioned about this matter, he explained in detail what kinds of food he Sanjaya Boga Lage Kshira Amrita Kalinama Dvadashamrit Patre Varyamrita Samada. The Brahmana priest said, in the evening, the deity is offered sweet rice in 12 earthen pots. Actually, these pots are kind of small, if anyone's been there. Because the taste is as good as nectar. It's really condensed. Amrita, it is named Amrita Keli. But there's so many pots. No one really thinks pots, but it's big. And the cows are housed right behind the altar, practically in the same building. So the pot's about this small, earthen pots. And after the offering, you can get some of these earthen pots and taste the sweet rice. It's amazing. It's amazing, amazing preparation. It was a whole meal. I didn't feel like eating again, even though a little pot of Amrita Keli. Amrita means nectar. Gopinath there, Akshira Bali, Prasida, Nama Yandra, Yara, Pitivate Boga, Kahanahi, Ara. The sweet rice is celebrated throughout the world as Gopinath Akshira. It is not offered anywhere else in the world, so you got to go there if you want to take some of that. Ena kale se boga, takure lagila, shuni puri goshani kichu, mani vichari la. While Madhavendra Puri was talking with the Brahmin priest, the sweet rice is placed before the deity as an offering. Hearing this, Madhavendra Puri thought as follows: Ayachita kshira, prasada alpa yadi pai. Swadajani taitrikshira opale lagai. If without my asking, a little sweet rice is given to me, I can then taste it and make a similar preparation to offer to my Lord Gopal. Hey chaya lacha pana Vishnu smarana kaila hena kale bogasari arati bajila. Madhavendra Puri became greatly ashamed when he desired to taste the sweet rice and immediately began to think of Lord Vishnu. While he was thus thinking of Lord Vishnu, the offering was completed and the aarti ceremony began. So he was feeling very embarrassed. I'll tell you why he was feeling ashamed. Because he was very humble and thinking, oh, I want to enjoy the offering before the Lord is taking it. But actually, he didn't want to enjoy the offering. He wanted to sample it so he could do service. So his desire to eat the offering, even before the offering was made, was not wrong. But generally, immature devotees, when they desire to eat something before the offering, they say, is it offered yet? Is it prasadam yet? Thus they are lusting after. But Madhavendra Puri wasn't doing that, but he was so humble, he was thinking that he was wrong. He was feeling guilty because of his great humility. Now we are going to, sorry, we're going to end a few minutes earlier because we have a program tonight. It's going to be at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock, or 5 o'clock, West Coast time, which is 8 o'clock, East Coast time, which is in 2 hours and 15 minutes from now. How about that? That's pretty good. 2 hours and 15 minutes wherever you are in the world, 2 hours and 15 minutes from here. And we're going to try to do it on Facebook. Probably, no, we won't be able to do it soon. On my Facebook page, at least on Facebook, or maybe later on we'll connect it with YouTube. So it'll be available on YouTube. So I'll have a program in a park. So now we can take questions for 5 minutes, just a very short time. And let me on my YouTube so you can all ask questions. Okay, because
I
I
have
have
a
a few.
question.
Okay, who's that?
Hare Krishna.
Mother Tulsi.
I think Kelsey had a question. mother tells you.
To some of agencies. So Christmas does provide the relax, carries what we have. So we have so many like traumas in our psyche from, I mean, just this life, let's speak of others. But so it sometimes it seems that like they're holding us back from able to being able to serve properly. So how's that work?
So many traumas. Yeah, I had trauma the other day when the police pulled me over. You see, I talked about it so many times and traumatized. Well, first of all, if one's absorbed in Krishna, then the trauma will recede. Secondly, just to be practical in serving Krishna, you should deal with the traumas, utilize empathy, and read my book about how to deal with the traumas. Because if you're feeling sort of traumatized now, which is called PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, identified, just in a nutshell, identified that particular feeling, emotion, connected with a need, make some strategy to fulfill that need. Anyway, read my book. I can't teach the whole course in 10 seconds or less. But in the meantime, be absorbed in Krishna. But yes, you should try to deal with your psychological issues too. And if you're interested in my book, it's a book about empathic communication. I go on my, you can see some seminars that I gave on it that may help on my YouTube channel. YouTube channel is Beer Krishna Goswami. And you'll see it's in one of the special categories on the YouTube channel. Sorry, I couldn't give any more information than that. But be absorbed. If you go to see Krishna and smile, you'll forget everything else. And you chant Krishna's name. Anyway, ultimately, yes, that's true. When you become completely purified. But right now, you're not completely purified, so take some advice from my book. Okay, who else has a question?
Gurudev, I have a question.
Okay, Sumuki.
Okay. Regarding the four Kumaras in the Srimad Bhagavatam, they were taught by Lord Brahma about the Vedas, and they were very well versed Vedas, and they were roaming around, and then they went to the Vaikuntha, and they met Jay and Vijay.
Right.
Then after that, then they see the Lord after meeting Jay and Vijay, the devotees of the Lord. So, since they were then in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Vedas are Aham Veda, from the Vedas I am to be known.
Yeah.
If the four Kumaras knew the Vedas very well and they were taught by Lord Brahma himself, then how come they didn't know about Lord Krishna?
Well, also it says in the Bhagavad Gita, Trigunya Vishaya Veda, Nish Trigunya Bhavarjuna, Nirjwandro, Nitsakvasto, Nirigoga Shema Atmavan, that the Vedas mainly deal with the modes of nature. So people, by reading the Vedas, sometimes, even if they're given good instruction, they can't really understand, because it's like the example or metaphor used is you can't sometimes see the forest for the trees. In other words, you see an individual tree and you don't understand the totality of the forest. So the Kumaras were on that particular platform, that they understood certain parts of the Vedas, but they didn't understand all the Vedas, because one has to get Krishna's special mercy to understand the Vedas, the purpose of the Vedas. And therefore, they had to actually come in touch with Krishna and smell the lotus flowers and tulsi leaves offered at Krishna's lotus feet. They had to have some realization. It's not simply by studying the Vedas that you'll understand Krishna. Vedeshu Durlabham. Adurlabham Atmabhato. You know that verse?
No.
That's from the Brahma Samhita.
No. Oh, yes, Vedeshu I know. Vedeshu
Durlabham. Adurlabham Atmabhato. Vedeshu Durlabham. It's difficult to understand Krishna from the Vedas. But Adurlabham, it becomes easy. Means the opposite. Adurlabham Atmabhato. If one becomes Krishna's devotee or approaches Krishna's devotee, then it's very easy to understand the Vedas. Understood. Makes sense?
Yes, Doctor.
Okay, so another question. You got 3 more minutes, and then we're going to end early because I still have to take prasadam before the program and get myself ready. It's a big program in the park. Srila Prabhupada cautions us not to criticize the Brijvasi. So how to reconcile all the commercialization one sees in Vrindavan and the fact that the Goswami is selling temple present property, etc.? Don't criticize them. Just, it's a fact. If you say a fact, it's not criticism, it's just like a fact. If the sky is blue, I'm not criticizing the sky. If someone cheated, you're not criticizing them if it's a fact, because they cheated. But if they didn't do it, then you're criticizing someone. If you call someone a chora and they're not a chora, then you're actually offensive. But if someone actually is a chora, if you're in Vrindavan and you criticize the monkeys for stealing something from you, that's not criticism. I mean, it's just a fact. The monkey stole somebody from you. So if someone sells the temples of Vrindavan for acquiring money for their family, this is not a criticism, it's just a fact. A personal criticism would mean to call someone a rascal or non-devotee or something like that. That's personal. Another question is, what about all the pandas pestering one's faces in temple visits? Yeah, there's a whole science in dealing with the pandas. You don't offend them. It's very dangerous. They're actually Brajavasis. So you have to learn how to deal with them like I do. I just go up to them. Like, for example, I'll give you an example how I deal with them. They ask for a donation. And then I pull out my sannyas cape, which you see here. And I say, no, you're supposed to give me a donation. Because I'm a sannyasi. Bhiksha. And they start laughing. So anyway, you have to deal with them in a very loving manner. You have to deal with the monkeys in a very loving manner. Don't criticize them. Just be loving towards everybody. And, you know, of course, someone steals something and then you say they stole it and you try to get your money back. That's all. I mean, you just have to be truthful, but you don't do personal criticism. You just the facts, as they say. Detective, just the facts. But you are a sannyasi. Yeah, I know I'm a sannyasi. I hope I am. So instead you joke with them in some other way. You say, I don't speak Hindi. Hindi nahi janta. Angrezi. You know, say something like that to them. Or you just speak in some South Indian dialect, Spanish or something like that. No hable Hindi. Discúlpame porque no puedo entender lo que usted está diciendo. And they go away. But you're joking. You know, you'd be humorous with them. Loving and humorous. Or you run away. And there's one particular temple, which is the Bhajan Kutir Sanatana Goswami, where they always attack us. So I tell the devotees, when I bring the devotees there, run. We go in there, pay obeisances, and you run away. Because they will grab the women's saris to pull them back. I've had that happen. So we run away, and they run after us. And anyway, it's a game. It's a game. If you properly respectful. All right, so I have to end now. Sorry, we have to end about 5 minutes early because we got a lot of things happening this evening. You're all welcome to join us on Facebook later. Hopefully, we're going to be able to broadcast. Thank you very much. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.